I think Mr. Tompkins discussed that you, if you put water into each of those three wooden things, I'm using the wood thing, we know what we're talking about, the water will not stay in one side, it'll flow to the other side, where there are holes that'll it'll flow out.
Well, I mean, for obviousness, we're talking about one of ordinary skill, not an automaton. And what would any of us do if something is leaking? We're going to seal it off. So maybe wood wouldn't commend itself to, or a metal drawer wouldn't commend itself to Klein's particular use, but plastic would, and you know, put a piece of tape or some other mechanism to stop the leaking. We try to stop the leaking. So in our view, that's just something that someone of ordinary skill would adapt that container to solve, you know, that particular issue.
Is there a little hindsight in that thinking?
I don't think so. I mean, it, even if you had a let's say you had...
you have a toolbox intended to keep things separate and it's made out of wood, and you're going to say, well, if you want, you could seal it up and use it to mix liquids. You'd seal it up, but you'd have to seal it in a way so you could take the divider out to mix. I mean, there seems to be an awful lot of hindsight there.
Well, we're, I'd like to take a step back for a second, because I think in the